And we're back at Aviation Gateway Park with Dave Chamberlain. Well,
good afternoon.
It is afternoon.
It's 1:35 Central.
Which is why we're sitting here, I suppose.
It's a good idea.
This is live radio. Very cool stuff going on over here. Very innovative. And you brought a guest in to talk just about that innovation, right?
I did. I brought in Audra Hoy, who's the director of AeroInnovate. And why don't you just tell us a little bit about what you do and why you're here at Aviation Gateway Park in the Innovation Center.
Sure. AeroInnovate is part of the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh Business Success Center. We are a business and aviation-focused business accelerator program. So we take early-stage aviation startups and help them bring their idea to the marketplace. Not necessarily an idea on napkin anymore, but not necessarily a fully-fledged revenue-generating company. So that's what we do.
And is this a new type of accelerator, specifically devoted to just aviation and aerospace?
Yeah, we're one of the first in the country that focus specifically on aviation and aerospace accelerators. You know, we want to bring new aviation innovation to the marketplace, and that's why EA Air Venture is the perfect platform for us to do it. This is their coming out party, for lack of a better term.
Could you tell us just a little bit about the selection process that these companies had to go through in terms of their journey to get here?
Sure. You know, we kind of scouted. We look for certain type of new products. You know, we kind of look for people who are developing sensors or new types of pilot training devices. But a lot of it's word of mouth, letting people know we're out there. And so our deadline, usually in spring, we're looking for people. Our deadline is April 30th. And the program starts June 1. It's an 8-week virtual program. With the last week here being in person at AirVenture and having their graduation at their Pitch and Mingle event, which happened 2 days ago.
Right. And is there sort of, can you tell us a little bit about the Pitch and Mingle? I mean, what went on there?
Sure. The Pitch and Mingle is where they get in front of investors, potential customers, potential partners, and it's their opportunity to tell people about their business and what they're doing.
That's excellent. And tell us a little bit about the companies that were brought here. Do they get seed money? Do they get investments at the time? Or what kind of funds them through this process?
Sure. They get, it's a free program to be a part of. And from us, they get $6,000 in seed financing. Hopefully next year with encouraged partners and encouraged sponsors, that number will increase next year and years to come. And what they get out of it is, you know, this is the platform. Right. You know, they get EAA's generously donated booth space to really get their name out there.
Okay, so who's here? Who did you bring to the through your first class?
Sure, we've got five companies here, and I'll run through them high level quickly. We've got Interactive Aerial, which is a drone company out of Northern Michigan for strapping young gentlemen who've developed drones specifically for the petrochemical industry. Huh. Drones inside tanks, basically eliminating tank diving and potentially saving companies nearly $500,000, not shutting down their factories. We've got Advanced Vector Analytics, which is a sensor company that's revolutionizing technology, coming to us from Russia, new way to detect fractures, vibration, potential failures in aircraft. We've got Gripshin Industries, which is a non-slip tool mat, which is great for all those pilots, boats, you name it, commercial, military. Put it on your wing, your stuff doesn't go anywhere, doesn't damage your aircraft. And we've got Icarus Devices, which is a new kind of pilot training device that simulates VFR and IMC, basically eliminating the foggles. It actually simulates that moment that you go into a cloud, so you know it, so you don't know it's coming.
How does that work?
So what Icarus did, what it is it's a it's a type of
because everyone hates foggles.
That's
yeah,
right.
We
yeah.
hate foggles. So I think it's very cool. So basically it's similar to foggles, imagine like a pair of safety glasses with a similar type of, you know, grayed out area, except the instructor has the ability with a flick of a switch to electrify the polymers to make it clear or opaque so you don't know when it's coming. It's that instant flying in, and it's the element of surprise. It makes us safer pilots.
And I love how he got the idea. He was looking at the window of a 787 that doesn't actually pull down. You can fade it on
right.
and off,
yeah,
basically.
The passenger window.
He got the idea for his foggle, basically his electronic foggle, from that window that you can basically dim or make transparent or opaque. So he took that technology and created a foggle that now can basically be activated. You're not told to take off your foggle, so it's more of a surprise. So I think it's a great idea.
It was very cool.
Yeah.
Was there one more? Endura Lock.
I interrupted your thought
yes.
process.
No, you're fine. So in our, and then we also have Endura Lock, which is a, I'll say permanent in quotations, faster. That's no longer permanent. You know, permanent fasteners today, when you remove them, you've got to drill it out, throw it away. These are actually permanent fasteners that you can remove and reuse. which is incredibly money-saving, especially for the Boeings and the Airbuses of the world that change them quite often. It's actually comes to us from a completely different vertical. It actually comes to us from the medical industry. He's a practicing neurosurgeon, and he developed this type of device for spinal surgeries, and he has revamped it to apply to aviation and aerospace.
That's pretty cool.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
So we've got a great class. I mean, it really runs the gamut. We've got people like Advanced Vector Analytics, whose end customer is definitely the Boeings and the Airbuses of the world. And then we've got, you know, Gripshin Industries that is perfect for the home builder out there who is working on his airplane and building their aircraft. So it really runs the scale of customer base.
So what's the benefit to EAA's members from having these companies here? What do they get out of it?
You know, I think it's really seeing what's up and coming in aviation. And that's where, you know, our EAA and Aero Innovates partnership comes together. You know, we help provide content to show the members what's out there. We're looking at potentially having regional events, webinars that are open to EAA members, really to learn about what's up and coming in aviation innovation, the stuff that applies to them, and also the stuff that might apply to them more when they're riding on an airliner.
Right. So you're a pilot. Where do you see aviation innovation going from here? Is it going to come from these startups? Is it going to come from the well-established companies? Or is there some place in the middle?
Well, and I think it comes from all avenues. Yep. I think there's a lot of great ideas that come out of a garage. I mean, look at Apple, for example. Right. Apple started in a garage, and look where it is now. We've all got iPhones in our pockets. So I think it comes...
I don't, but that's okay.
Almost ever. All the cool people do.
Oh, ouch.
But, you know, I think it's a combination. It's a combination of the idea that comes out of somebody's on a napkin or out of a garage, combined with those great R&D departments at the Boeings and the Airbuses of the world, and having all those great minds come together. Because I think that we have, we're nimble, where some of the larger companies, their R&D departments aren't as nimble. So we can get out there, find those new innovations, find those new ideas that are hiding and bring them to the surface and expose them to those great potential customer bases, whether it's, you know, a Boeing R&D department or the guy who's building an RV6.
So where does your class go from here? What's the next step for them?
Hopefully after the pitch and mingle on Tuesday night, they have some serious investors. We've had, you know...
It's kind of like that TV show.
Shark Tank.
Yeah, Shark Tank.
Can we say that?
Sure.
Yeah. you know, we've... Gripshin's been selling pre-orders for his tool mats. He's been getting customers all week. So hopefully it's finding customers. Hopefully it's finding investors to take their company to the next level. And we're going to continue to be a resource for them as a university, helping them with those resources moving forward.
Yeah, let's plug that because we haven't really touched on that, the university at all.
Yeah.
So what's the tie-in there?
What's the what?
The tie-in to the university.
So we are part, Aero Innovate is part of the University of Wisconsin-Oshkosh Business Success Center. We have great support from University of Wisconsin-Oshkosh, and I think being part of the UW system gives us great credibility. It really, and it gives us the resources of the engineering departments, the marketing departments, all those things that really keep us moving forward and can help these companies take their businesses to the next level.
So when do you start selection for the class of 2016? When does that begin?
It'll be spring.
Okay.
In the spring 2016, we'll, you know, get all the new class information out there. And we'll probably have a similar deadline of the end of April. Because I think obviously we might go back, revamp, take everything to the next level, because you never rest on your laurels, you know. So, but probably we'll be looking at spring with a start of May, June 2016.
And if companies are interested in contacting you ahead of time, they can reach out to you as well?
Sure.
And how would they do that?
Our website is aeroinnovate.org. Okay. And we would love, we're all on all the social media, you know, Twitter and Facebook. Just find us anywhere. We'd be glad to answer your questions.
Very innovative.
We've got a lot of people already interested. We've had a lot of people visiting saying they want to apply next year. So I think this year's class was incredibly competitive in regards to selection. And I think next year it's going to be a lot more competitive. So I think we might have to extend out that selection time frame because I think there'll be a lot more interviews to go through.
Excellent. Excellent.
That's great. I'm just thinking this must be an exciting job.
Oh, I love my job. I you know, that whole phrase, you don't work if you love what you do. And I don't think I've worked a day at Aero Innovate so far. So I have way too much fun at my job. I can't believe I get paid to do this.
Yeah, it's fun having seen your kids. I don't necessarily think they're kids because it does run.
I call them my kids.
You call them your kids. I think that's where I heard it. But anyway, it's been fun watching them go through the maturation process. I certainly wasn't with them the whole time, but kind of seeing them come to AirVenture and seeing how polished they've become and kind of watching them grow here. And hopefully they've all had a very eye-opening experience. Now they're about halfway through AirVenture.
Yeah.
They're all still standing, I'm assuming.
They are still standing. I mean, and we have some in our class that have never been to Oshkosh before. So this is a whole new experience for them, and they really come away, you know, surprised at what AirVenture is and what Oshkosh is all about. So, and I mean, and you have seen him mature. Dave sits on our AeroInnovate advisory board, and he was also on the selection committee. So he saw a lot of this. So you weren't necessarily in the middle, but you saw the beginning and you saw the end. So he saw where they came from and where they are now.
Different perspective.
Great process.
Yeah, very cool. Well, Audra, thanks for joining us and describing what's going on. I had no idea that this stuff was happening, and I think most of our listeners probably didn't. So thank you so much.
Of course. You know, we really want AeroInnovate to be known for all things aviation innovation, and to know that Oshkosh is really the home for all things aviation. There's EAA, there's AeroInnovate, there's the beginning of a great aviation business park. You know, Oshkosh is already considered the aviation mecca, and we can just continue to take that to the next level.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Well, thanks a lot. Dave, I understand that you've got to leave us because you're going to do something with Audra with the university.
Yeah, right? Apparently the alarm is going off right now, so we're going to be taking the chancellor of the University of Wisconsin, Oshkosh, around. He's a newly appointed chancellor. He's never been to AirVenture, so we're going to give him a nice behind-the-scenes tour.
And very cool.
His installation, as a matter of fact, is at the EA facility this fall, so he's really reaching out to try and establish a very close relationship with EAA. So we're really happy with the partnership that EA has established with the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh. So we look forward to good things.
That's great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For joining us today, Dave.
Well, thanks for having us. Really appreciate it.
And I'm going to talk to a couple other people in a minute from Lockheed Martin, a cool jet that they have going on, and all kinds of other things. J. Munchie, we're on the fly. We're at Gateway Park, Aviation Gateway Park, the new area just across from convention headquarters. And we'll be right back. You're listening to EAA Radio.